I bought the Euro Millions on Friday evening about 10 past 7 into my local Tesco store, and I thought there'd be a massive queue, and it wasn't. So I just bought £20 worth. I normally buy £10. But the £20 note was in my pocket. I just gave it to the girl, and that was it. I went away, put it in my pocket the next day on the Saturday, went about my business, running the pub, watched the rugby, a bit disappointed with it. So went home about 6:30 after I'd finished and thought, oh, I'll check it. And then I checked the numbers and I said, oh, I haven't got anything on there. And I said, oh, I'll check the raffle. You know, whenever you check the raffle, you don't think it's going to be there. And the first three letters were there and I thought, oh, right, that's a start or something. And then when I looked in at the numbers, I just couldn't believe it. I had to keep checking it. And then just said to my girlfriend, put your glasses on and check that, please. And from then, it's just been a whirlwind. It's been brilliant. Really good.
At what point did it actually sink in? Hang on a minute here. It's not just I've won, yeah. I've really won.
Yeah, I think, like I said, after I'd done that, we jumped in the car. Was going to go and see the family. I just wanted other people to double check, because you know, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I thought, why don't I just go to the local store where I bought it from, and the girl can put it in the machine. You know, she's. So I give it to her, and I said, I think I've won the million thing, and then she just looked at me as if, yeah, whatever, and she put it in, and she went, oh my god, and she put her hands on her head, and she just gave me the slip back, and it just said, you're a winner. Contact in Camelot immediately. So I went to the family house, then we were all together and phoned Camelot, and they were really cool about everything, as if like it was, well, it is normal for them when they get a phone call, but it was, that's when it happened. Signed the ticket, she said, make sure your address is on it and keep it safe. And we had a few drinks.
I bet.
And then I thought, I don't want to go to bed at 11 o'clock. We went back to the pub and we stayed there till up as 5-6 in the morning. And so, it's been amazing, fantastic. And my friends and all my good regulars who've supported me over the years in my pub, we've had a fantastic time. And the day yesterday with Camelot coming in the lottery was brilliant. We had a lovely day.
Have you found, right, since people know that you're the landlord of the Bridge End Inn in Bedford, have you found an awful lot more customers this week going, oh,
I have,
nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
it's been
nice.
A bit busier than normal, but yeah. Nice. You know, most people are over the moon for me, and, you know, they're not jealous. They're shaking my hand and saying all the best. It's nice to have somebody from the local community in Bedwest who's one end, somebody who you know, because you always see it on TV, and, you know, you think, oh, that, look how that is, you know, and what are they going to do now tomorrow with their money? What, and, you know, and that's where I am now. You know, I can't even think of a holiday at the minute. I'm going to pick up a new vehicle, but apart from that, I just want to look after the family and friends and just enjoy it.